and online. Online. On air and online. Strap your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. I want to hear from VXFM. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. Four die in Chirundu Kafue Road accident. Police arrest five suspects over suspected stolen property in Indola. And in Global News, protesters defy crackdown as Iran warns it will retaliate if U.S. attacks. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Four people have died on the spot following a fatal road traffic accident that occurred along the Chirundu Kafue Road in the Kapiringozi area this morning. Confirming the incident, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident, which happened around 0730 hours, involved an Iveco truck that was transporting building materials and heading towards Chirundu. Mr. Chilavi explains that the vehicle was being driven by Emmanuel Shanyinde, aged 45, of Chipata compound in Osaka, who had three male passengers on board. He says one of the passengers has been identified as Emmanuel Kashreka, aged 43, of the SOS area in Osaka, while the other two passengers are yet to be identified, but are believed to be aged between 28 and 35 years. Mr. Chilavi stated that the driver and all three passengers sustained fatal injuries and were pronounced dead at the scene. He says the accident occurred after the driver failed to negotiate a curve due to excessive speed, causing the truck to veer off the road, plunging into a ditch and overturning.
Tragically, the driver and all three passengers sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot. All four bodies have been deposited at Mutendere Mission Hospital mortuary for identification and postmortem examination. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred after the driver failed to negotiate a curve due to excessive speed, causing the vehicle to leave the roadway, enter a ditch, and overturn. Investigations into the matter are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service urges all motorists to strictly observe road traffic regulations, particularly speed limits, to prevent road traffic accidents and safeguard lives.
Police in Indola have arrested five male suspects for being in possession of property suspected to have been stolen or obtained unlawfully. The arrest occurred at Masala Market around 16 hours on the 9th of January, following an intelligence-led operation by security agencies. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi has confirmed the arrest to Phoenix News and says the suspected stolen copper materials have been recovered. Mr. Yuyi says the operation was conducted after security personnel in Indola received information about suspicious individuals allegedly stocking copper cables in the area. He says acting on the intelligence, a joint team comprising Zambia Police detectives attached to ZESCO and ZESCO security officers mobilized and followed up the report to Masala area, and that upon arrival, the team apprehended the suspects at the market. Mr. Yuyi says the suspects have been identified as Chandalala Rabson, aged 30, of Kaloko Extension, George Kunda, aged 33, of Kawushi Compound, Brian Zulu, aged 25, of Masala, Benson Charlie, aged 17, of Masala, and Roderick Mutuka, aged 17, of unknown house number in Masala. Mr. Yuyi has explained that the suspects were found in possession of peeled armored copper cables, cable shifts, cable sheets and service copper cables that were loaded in the Toyota Altezza Gita, which was already being prepared for transportation to an unknown destination. He says all the materials were recovered and secured as exhibits, while one suspect later led officers to his residence in Kaloko, where an additional bag of peeled copper cables was recovered. Over 90% of farmers affiliated with the National Association for Smallholder Farmers, NASFA, who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, have received their payments from government. Association Executive Director Dr. Frank Kayula has acknowledged that while farmers are unhappy with the delays, they are pleased that the majority have been paid. Dr. Kayula further noted that government has assured NASFA that all outstanding payments will be completed by the 30th of January. He has also commended several banks for extending their operating hours to help ensure that all farmers are paid within the promised time frame.
Our appeal to the farmers is that they remain calm as the process of payment continues. There is a promise that since the process is there to pay, the last people were not paid. It will not go beyond January. That's what we have been assured. The challenge is the processes and the number of people that are being paid. Over 90% were paid.
The Zambia Metrology Agency, ZMA, has seized approximately 100 loaves of underweight bread from Yatu Bakery in Lusaka's Kalingalinga area. ZMA's senior public relations officer, Sandra Mwila, says the loaves of bread were seized during the routine random inspections across various commodities aimed at protecting consumers and ensuring fair trade practices. Ms. Mwila has disclosed that the bread was declared as weighing 800 grams and 700 grams respectively, but upon inspection it was found that the actual weights were less than the declared quantities, contravening the requirements of the Metrology Act, which obligates manufacturers and traders to ensure that packaged goods meet the declared net quantity. She says the seized bread has since been disposed of through the magistrate court in accordance with the ZMA Act. Ms. Mwila has since urged consumers to remain vigilant and to report any suspicions of underweight or incorrectly measured products, as the agency remains available to investigate all such reports in order to safeguard consumer rights.
During the month of January, ZMA inspectors intensified inspections of bakeries as part of the routine random inspections across various commodities conducted in accordance with the Metrology Act. The inspections are aimed at protecting consumers and ensuring fair trade practices. During the inspections conducted on 8 January 2026, ZMA inspectors pounced on Yatu Bakery and examined two varieties of bread, namely Yatu sliced bread and super big loaf. The loaves were declared as weighing 800 grams and 700 grams respectively.
Kalulushi District Commissioner Joseph Piri has disclosed that the Roads Development Agency, RDA, has mobilized resources to address the deteriorated state of part of the road at Bell Junction, which had become nearly impassable. This development follows numerous complaints from motorists and other road users over the worsening condition of the junction, which has significantly hindered movement in the area. Mr. Piri explained that the poor state of the road has continued to negatively impact both transport and business activities, noting that motorists in particular have faced increasing difficulty and safety risks when navigating the junction. He further revealed that during the dry season, excessive dust emissions posed a serious challenge at the site, forcing Forte Group of Companies to close one of its butcheries located at the junction, an indication of the broader economic effects of the failing road infrastructure.
So very shortly, the Bell Junction will be worked on, though it will not be that standard that you think, but we are putting concrete there. We have received some funds through RDA, and it is RDA itself that will be working on it, of course, in conjunction with these other stakeholders. So even those other stakeholders who would want to come on board, please do so, because that road, it's a road which is being used by so many companies here in Kamlushi, and those that are going even Congo.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin.